pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this first Monday after spring ball. Ooh. UNK is done. Hastings wrapping up. Huskers have their big spring game on Saturday. We'll talk about that. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star is going to join us. What was up with the way he was dressed Saturday? He was one bow tie short of a tux. He was spiffy.
Well, I think they did a webcam before the game, so I think he was on that. The Lincoln Journal started.
Show his pants too.
Well, I don't. You know, he was probably up. Probably had the little football field out. He's probably diagramming plays.
Think a lot of people were watching that.
You know,
we got to get on this. We got to figure out what Sip's doing.
He's making money. Is what he's doing.
That little weasel. He's going to join us next segment, and one of Nebraska's highly touted recruits coming in this fall, Will Compton, is going to join us as well. He was in town for the spring game, the linebacker out of Missouri, and we'll talk to Will Compton coming up at the around the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. But big news, biggest news of the weekend was
Danica Patrick winning the Indy Japan 300. How about Eli Manning getting married?
It was the biggest story of the weekend. Yes, Danica Patrick. Cool. It's a big trophy those guys get. Did you ever get a trophy that big? That trophy she got almost as big as the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest trophy.
I'm looking at it on the cover of the USA Today right now, and it looks to be about 5 feet tall because she looks to be about 5 foot, what, four
two.
Or six? Okay, so it's 4 feet, 6 inches then.
Yeah.
It is a monster trophy. Congratulations for a milestone. Obviously one of the great milestones in women's racing. There's several people. Janet Guthrie, of course, started. Shirley Madowney, Sarah Fisher, some of those women that have made insteps in the profession. But never has anyone won an IRL race like Danica Patrick did this weekend.
That's
in Japan.
Great. Good for her. Hey, by the way, why was there no NASCAR or NextCar this last Sunday?
I think they went to Mexico to try a road race or something.
So? They had Nationwide, had the same drivers. Why was there no NASCAR this weekend? You're going to give me an 11-month season. You better damn well be racing. All you NASCAR fans, why was there no NASCAR yesterday? Why? You got a Nationwide, then why isn't there a NASCAR? Why wasn't there a big race yesterday?
I guess my explanation would be they raced 49 weeks out of the year. That happened to be one of the three they took off.
Yeah, great. Nice sport. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dead Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska baseball, 2-1 over the weekend. As we talk Nebraska baseball a little later on this week, I pose this question to you, Daddy. Is Nebraska in trouble? They have two of the best three teams, plus on the road at Baylor this weekend, still to come. They have struggled the last 2 weeks. They still are not necessarily hitting the ball that well. The runs are as equal or greater than the hits that they are getting.
They've struggled the last 2 weeks. Well, I would say going to Stillwater.
Two weekends.
I would say going to Stillwater is no walk in the park for anybody. Remember, we've only won one series there. We beat Wichita State, a number 5 ranked team in the country.
Throw that out. I said weekends. Well, I'm not even talking about Wichita State.
And you took care of Kansas at home, and probably the best pitching performance of the weekend got the loss yesterday with Aaron Probanek. Johnny Dorn didn't have his best stuff. Thad Weber didn't have his best stuff. They fought. They battled. They overcame. You know, you're running into a Baylor team at home that had a big lead yesterday. A&M comes back 6 runs in the last 2 innings, beat them in 13 to 12. Baylor sitting at 8-10. Then you've got A&M at 15-3 right now. And then, of course, Missouri on the road to wrap things up. Three big series left. How can you don't know they're not in trouble? They're second in the Big 12 right now at 15-4. If you'd have said that Nebraska's going to be 15-4.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
At any time.
That's great.
Everybody would have taken
that. That's not my point. That's not my point. 3-3 the last two weekends. I'm going to put this out there. Probably and maybe and should have lost all three games this weekend. They had to come from behind the first two nights, got a little luck, and Kansas almost gave them a lot of luck yesterday by booting the ball around in the last couple of innings. Nebraska was really one hit away from maybe tying the game yesterday.
Yeah, I think you're correct on that. I think some timely hitting, and I think down the stretch here, after next weekend, you get a little bit of a break. You get Louisiana Lafayette. That's your bye week. You're going to face somebody out of the conference. I think that's a time, maybe that week, to get a good rest as you prepare for the stretch run. But no, I don't. I think this team, timely hitting. That's what they've had all year, and that's what they've needed to beat some teams. They've done it with pitching. No, I think they're ready to go for a stretch run. Now, are we talking about a team that's ready to make a run towards Omaha? That's the question. Because if you're putting yourself in a position to host a super regional, you're certainly then the favorite to advance to Omaha. And then you're talking about, obviously, winning the national championship. Are you that caliber of a team? I don't know. I don't know that they are.
No, they're not. They're not. We'll see what happens in the rankings when they come out this week. Should be interesting. Thad Weber, our buddy, he's struggled now lately. He has struggled. So we'll see. If you're going to be making moves, you're going to be making moves right now, because you're not going to wait till the last week of the season to go, I took a chance, and now if you're going to start shaking things up, if you're going to move Dan Jennings into a starter role, if you're going to move Bird around, if you're going to start moving some people around, especially in the pitching rotation, you've pretty much got to do it now and no later than next weekend when Lafayette comes in, because, Mike Anderson can say, well, we're tinkering, we want to see what these guys can do. We're switching the lineup around. Creighton, a couple of big games coming up this week. So the Huskers looking to get five games in this week on the road for four of those.
Zach Herr came in on Saturday, did a remarkable job setting some people down in order. Then he struggled yesterday, let the bases be cleared. They were Aaron Probonik, so his earned runs got charged to Probonik, who actually went 6 1/3, gave up 5 earned runs. But although he did leave the bases loaded, those all came in to score, counted against him, but 8 strikeouts on the day for Mr. Probonik.
Probably, maybe one of the highlights of being a Betis Grand Slam Saturday, but Eric Anderson coming in and mowing down all 6 batters that he faced yesterday. So we'll talk more Husker baseball as the week moves on. Royals swept for the first time, losing on Sunday for the first time all season long. UNK going 3-1 this weekend. They're a game and a half out of the Plains Division lead, trailing Regis in the conference. Hastings College went 2-2 this weekend. 3-1 would have been a lot better than 2-2, because they are on the outside looking in right now, going into the final weekend of the GPAC regular season, trying to position themselves for the tournament. Hastings softball 3-1. They've quietly played a lot better here in the last month. UNK 0-4. They were swept by a first-year program in Metro, and that is a head-scratcher, I guess, to say the least. So they're down to their final week of the regular season. It's unbelievable, almost. The final week of the regular season, and just a shot, Nebraska softball team, pack it up, go home. It's over. Season's done. One other thing that bring up before we get back to the spring game here that I don't want to forget is that today, and even though it's still going to be windy, good God, Central Nebraska Track and Field Championships going on in Grand Island, again sponsored by the Grand Island Independent. It's truly a unique event. They just take the top times, top distances of all the area athletes from the independent coverage area, which does eliminate Kearney, but it brings in just about everybody else in our listening area. They compete today, and it's a good tune-up before you get ready for conference and districts, and then hopefully for a lot of these kids that are going to be there today, they're probably going to be at state.
A great tournament, great chance to show off some of the lower classes, get to compete against them, much like the Kansas relays that were held this weekend. Brett Maher winning the pole vault, 15 feet, 11 inches, winning the pole vault. Unbelievable performance out of him.
What about on the girls' side?
I saw that Taha girl got 7th in the 300 hurdles, Bertrand. Remarkable. Remarkable.
We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a moment, but first I want to know, Daddy, getting back to the spring game, because we're going to talk about Nebraska football in the next couple of segments, your thoughts.
Right away, you know, things stand out. Everybody to me looks leaner. Everybody to me looks much leaner than they were a year ago. Now, moving faster, the running backs all stood out, all did good things, except maybe the fumble problems that Quentin Castillo had. That obviously is kind of a holdover from last year. I thought Tyler Wartman played extremely well from the area. We talked a little bit being on the field for the first half, Doug, that Lance Thorell didn't know how much playing time Lance would get. Came out right away and made a couple of nice plays. Really shined for the defense of the Red Squad. I think the linebacking core was probably a little bit broken up. Did not have enough depth for those guys to be split up with both teams. They battled through it. I'm not sure that anybody really, I mean, that go-to receiver that everybody was looking to maybe find, I don't know if we saw that. You got Gillian's 77-yard touchdown. That stands out right away.
Yeah, but he dropped a couple others. Mendoza dropped a couple.
I mean, we didn't find that guy. And if you're going to have that go-to receiver on third down, and everybody goes back to Maurice Purifoy, who Nebraska's had for the last couple years, everybody goes down to that big physical frame. Well, you look around at the people that they're trying to come up with. Gillian's only 6 foot, about 200 pounds. You know, mentally, Colt's probably your option at 6'4", 220. I mean, for that big physical receiver that wants to go up and travel and come down. Will Henry, 6'5", 215, kind of more of the string bean type. You know, Niles Paul, 6'1". I think mentally, Colt's that guy that everybody wants to step up. Now, can he? I don't know that. I'm not sure we will know that until we get into the third, fourth game of the season.
I guess the more I thought about it, and it kills me now, because I had a great line I thought of yesterday I was going to throw at you. Maybe I'll catch that later, because I know it would have made you sweat and beat up on your forehead and give me that look that you always give me during the show. The stare, the glare. I was unimpressed, but not from a standpoint that there weren't great things that happened or good things that happened. I mean, we had a perfect day. It was the best day of the entire spring, and so all the fans enjoyed it. There weren't a lot of fireworks. Let's face it. You had a fumble on the first play of the game, which, whatever, you know, and they stuck one in. And then you had a 77-yard touchdown pass. And that was a lot. I mean, the White had a good sustained drive when they got their first score on the board. And it's hard to tell. If somebody made a good Roy Helu stuck out in my mind. I thought maybe he had a very good game and Castillo, but I heard a very interesting comment from Jason Peter over the weekend. Remember, this is still the 112th defense in the country last year. Say what you will about Kevin Cosgrove's scheme. We just don't know. We don't know. They're all talking about, well, they just want us to fly around and make tackles. Well, until somebody just puts a little fake on you and you're flying around to make a tackle and somebody backsides you or reverses you or cuts you, you know, backside blocks you even. It doesn't even have to be the play. And it goes for big. We just don't know. And the offense, Coach Pelini said, vanilla, very vanilla. And it brings me to the point of, I thought this might be an interesting thought. You tell me what you think. The one spot that the 80,000 fans and the spring game sellout and all of that might hurt Nebraska is, what can you really practice in a game-like situation? Anytime they want to do anything that they're going to bring out in the fall, they have to do inside the Hawks Championship Center, you know, in the spring. And how much of that can you really work on? They weren't able to run anything at all of any...
To excite.
Well, I don't even know if fancy is the word, but, you know, certain pass routes or certain run formations or one back set, you know, misdirection. I mean, there was a couple of times where you saw a throwback to the running back, but that's only because he was the last option on the play. In fact, one of the touchdowns scored that way.
Well, and I think a lot of the plays were designed that was maybe it looked like the third or fourth option, but the blahness that they were doing, the vanilliness that they were doing, a lot of it was checked down, and they threw it out, the spot passes and letting people get yards after contact and try and make a play and make people miss and get 6 to 8 yards on a pass play.
Well, we will find out more from Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star beat writer on the Husker beat, what he thought about the game, what he thought about the spring. Have we learned anything about this Nebraska football team? We'll take a break. Be back with Sip right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial Associate, visit Paul Mueller in Kearney or Deb Christensen in Holdridge, or look them up online at thrivent.com.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Every day's a new day at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, especially since the New Day sales event has been extended through April. Get 0% APR for 60 months or $7,500 cash back on Ram 1500. But there's also 0% financing on Chrysler 300, Aspen and Pacifica, Dodge Grand Caravan, Nitro and Avenger, Jeep Grand Cherokee, Liberty, Patriot, and more. Financing available to well-qualified buyers. Get the rest of the details at MidwayCDJ.com. The New Day sales event at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Hey, it's time for a brand new day.
Just north of I-80 in Kearney.
Don't waste any more time and money on that old mower. Make this the year for a brand new John Deere tractor. John Deere offers tractors for all sizes of jobs, like their LA Series or X300 Series tractors. Or try John Deere's Z225 zero-turning riding mower. Take advantage of John Deere's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment sold is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace has free in-town delivery. Bring your trade-in to Ace Hardware and Garden Center for a new John Deere in Grand Island and Kearney.
This is Hotshot Branch of the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature staying in the low 60s. North winds will remain gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy, lows near 34, with the north wind diminishing to 5 to 15. On the way to 70 on Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Steve Sipple going to join us in just a little bit, and Nebraska linebacker recruit Will Compton going to join us in a moment as well. He'll be coming up in the next segment. Schedules will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And we wanted to remind you, everybody's heading to the fields this morning. It's finally dried out. And Diner Grill wants you to know that they still have available seed for your farming operation this spring. They've got high-quality 90-germ soybeans available from a mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 maturity. They're growing, and they have seed. Contact your local Dynagrow dealer or call 1-800-652-9298 for more information on available seed supply. Growing in your fields, Dynagrow Seeds. Contact them today. They've got what fits your local growing conditions. They know what fits your local growing conditions. Call your local Dynagrow Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298 for more information.
Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, you can email us anytime at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, one thing I wanted to bring up, we got an email from some folks last week in South Dakota, and I thought, you know what? We adopted Nebraska bowling as kind of one of our sports here, and their season's over. I thought, why not, every once in a while, give a South Dakota softball update? See how they're doing up there.
That would be nice.
You know, we've got some South Dakota folks listening on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com, so let's do this. They finally snapped their losing streak this weekend.
Oh, congratulations, ladies.
They split a doubleheader with St. Cloud State. They won 1-0.
Was that soccer?
Well, it was softball. They lost the second game 9-6, but that snapped a four-game losing streak after they had swept Augustana, then Wayne State, and Minnesota Duluth knocked them around a little bit. Now UNO comes in for a doubleheader tomorrow. So UNO, South Dakota softball. Good luck.
Best of luck from all of us here at the Doug and Daddy Show.
That's right. Coyote softball.
Douglas, obviously the spring game gathers everybody's attention this weekend, or most people's attention this weekend. After Joe Gans, who firmly looks to have a grip on the number one starting quarterback job, after that, Patrick Witt, Zach Lee battling it out. Zach Lee, a little bit of a surprise because I know Patrick Witt's been in the system longer, but Zach Lee had that year of junior college experience, and I thought that he could really step up and make it. He came from junior college, 35 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, one of the best junior colleges in the nation. And I thought he would probably be far heads and shoulders above a Patrick Witt, but that's not the case. And I don't know that either one of them went out and really burned it up. I mean, when you look at statistic-wise, and I don't think Joe Gans really burned it up. Had some drop passes and whatnot.
Gans, 4 of 9, 131 yards, 2 touchdowns. Patrick Witt, 6 of 12, Zach Lee, 6 of 11. 61 yards for Witt, 87 yards for Lee.
Yeah, nothing really can be said from this one game, obviously. But you expected somebody to go out there and post some awful gaudy numbers, and we really didn't see that. Now, a lot of that probably had to do with the dumbing down of the offense quite a bit.
Well, that's what we've got coming up. Steve Sipple scheduled to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a couple of moments. But first off, I wanted to go on one other thing, Daddy, because this came over the weekend. The Nebraska State Fair, which, by the way, you know is in Grand Island coming up in a couple of years. You know that.
Yes.
But right now it's in Lincoln, still in Lincoln. Get ready to experience some awesome entertainment at the Nebraska State Fair. Fairgoers will enjoy 11 big days and nights of free entertainment at the open-air auditorium.
Really?
That's right.
Tell us who's coming, Doug.
Miranda Lambert, Friday, August 22nd.
Okay.
I can tell by the expression on your face you have no clue.
No idea. Never heard.
Country gal. I think you might like her. Also, Starship, starring Mickey Thomas. We Built This City.
Oh, on Rock and Roll.
Survivor, Tuesday, August the 26th. Eye of the Tiger, Daddy. Eye of the Tiger. Wow. How can a jock in high school have so little musical knowledge? What the hell did you listen to?
Sports, mostly.
No. What did you get geeked up for when you got ready for a game?
I didn't need music to get geeked up for a game.
Okay. Wow. It just happened. You can't tell me there wasn't music in the locker room.
Poison.
Okay.
We locked the cellar door and Derek would talk dirty to me.
A third day, a Christian group called Third Day, good place to step in with that, will be on there. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
We're going fishing in the dark. Line our backs and count the stars where the cool grass grows.
You only know that because you like to fish in the dark and swing dance with guys. And and finally, the one I'm most fired up about, and I'm sure you are too, Monday, August 25th, 7 p.m.
Okay, so you...
Boys to Men. Boys to Men. Maybe you and Lover can go.
This would be lovely. Free.
What the price of your admission, yes.
Which is $10?
It's $8.
Wow.
It's not bad. So, you know, mark it. Monday, August 25th, 7 p.m., Boys to Men.
Oh, I'm going to the weather forecast right now. 97 degrees and a south wind at 32 mile an hour.
Shade and fans, and maybe even just for you, a mister. It is the state fair. Well, you know, you could walk through the hog lot and get your misting, and then you'll be okay.
A large mister.
You'll be fine. That's nice. That's very nice. It's unbelievable. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're still trying to effort Steve Sipple. Will Compton is set to join us as well. So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll hook up with one of those gentlemen right after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Eric Casilius here for Castrol GTX Pit Crew Update. When you're a professional driver or member of a pit crew, you have to be able to trust your engine. You can't have stalls, can't have failures, and you certainly can't have sludge. You know, sludge, that thick, dark substance that forms in an engine. In my line of work, I've walked the garage area at the biggest race events. I've sat in the haulers and spoken with the best in the business. And in extensively quizzing the pros about protection, the message is clear. When your job depends on it, you can depend on Castrol GTX. And test results now back up what the pros already knew. One of the world's toughest sludge tests proved that GTX provides 57% better sludge protection than the leading competitor as tested in 5W30s. And when you guard against sludge, you'll reap the benefits. You'll maximize engine performance. Take it from the professionals. If you have Castrol GTX, you have the best. Castrol GTX.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Kansas City Royals come home to begin a six-game homestand, starting with the Cleveland Indians Tuesday night. Our pregame at 6:35. First pitch is at 7:10. The Nebraska baseball team has a pair of games against Creighton this week, in Lincoln Tuesday and at Rosenblatt Stadium Wednesday, both at 6:35. Then it's off to Baylor for a three-game series beginning Friday night. For the UNK baseball team, they continue their nine-game homestand Tuesday, hosting Northwest Missouri State. Then Regis will come in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hastings College baseball team wraps up their regular season this week. They will be taking on York Tuesday, hosting Doan Friday, and off to Concordia on Saturday. In softball, UNK wraps up the regular season this week. They're at Chadron State Wednesday and host Colorado Springs Saturday and Sunday. Hastings softball will be at Midland on Wednesday and host Nebraska Wesleyan Friday. Nebraska softball will host North Dakota State Wednesday, Texas A&M Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature staying in the low 60s. North winds will remain gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy, lows near 34 with the north wind diminishing to 5 to 15. On the way to 70 on Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us. Windy as always, but it looks like it'll be a glorious Monday, and I think we finally put some of these winter blues behind us, and that means it is time to get outside, and it's never too early to get outside, get the kids and the team ready for baseball. Saw a few of them running around town yesterday, practicing and getting ready for travel teams or summer games. And if you need the gear or need to get your kids up and going, stop by Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got the gloves and the bats, the hats and the uniforms. Whether it's for you, whether you're a coach and need to get your team going, or whether you're a softball player, men's or women's, they can get you set up with bats and baseballs and softballs. From Little League to Legion, fast pitch and slow pitch, every level of play, they've got the gear you need. Stop by and see them today. Order your uniforms now. Have them in. Be ready. You know, half the battle is looking good.
Three-fourths of the battle.
Daddy knows all about that. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Doug, I think a lot of people follow the Nebraska recruiting circles, and they followed it hot and heavy when this young man signed. He's a Super Prep All-American. He was ranked as a number 3 overall prospect in the state of Missouri by Rivals.com. He was a defensive captain in the offense versus defense Bowl All-Star game in Orange Bowl.
Number three. Only number 3 in Missouri?
Well, that's a little ridiculous.
Should be ahead of that. What was that quarterback's name?
We don't even remember. But he picked Nebraska over Missouri and Illinois. We're pleased to be joined right now by Nebraska linebacker prospect Will Compton. Will, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you this morning.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's an honor to be on here.
Hey, Will, thanks for the time. Give us your impressions. You were at the spring game on Saturday. Give us your overall impressions of the ball game and maybe the atmosphere.
Well, the atmosphere was just unbelievable. As everybody knows, I mean, there's 80,000 plus fans there, so the atmosphere was just insane. And then the overall play at the spring game, I mean, it was just fun to be there, fun to watch. Of course, I didn't know everything going on during the whole thing because I didn't know the calls and all that stuff. But, I mean, everybody played hard. I know they were graded well I was with Coach Eckler last night watching some film with him and stuff like that, and I know the backers did very well, and just the overall play of both sides of the ball was just phenomenal.
Well, what was the turning point? Was the relationship you were able to develop with this coaching staff and your decision to choose Nebraska over other places?
Yeah, the relationship started right when they got hired. I know Coach Osborne and Coach Kilmore came down to my school, and they started talking to me, and I was still a little shaky because I didn't know Pelini wasn't hired yet. And then once Pelini got hired, he came down and visited the school, then he drove over and visited my mom at her school, and I mean the relationship started right then on unlimited calling. Pelini called me pretty much every day, and Eckler called me all the time, and then the once a week Eckler would call, and I mean the relationship just started building, was built pretty strongly. And then the week before my commitment, I didn't know who I was going to choose between Nebraska or Illinois, and Pelini called me up on a Sunday and he said he didn't want to make my decision any harder and ask if he could send the whole defensive staff down. And I was like, sure. And then once the whole defensive staff came down, that was it. That was the staff I wanted to play with. I mean, it was just awesome. And I mean, every time I came up here quite a bit, and I mean, the coaches are just awesome to be around.
Well, I think they call that the full court press. It's a full court press right in your face.
Yeah.
Will Compton's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, obviously, Nebraska wasn't the only one calling you during this whole time. When you're a top prospect, everybody wants you to come to their school. How maddening was this whole process?
How what?
How maddening? How much did it just control your life?
The process just got pretty hardcore. Everybody was just in your face about things, and magazines and stuff would call and just want your opinion. You just not want to talk much, and then coaches are calling you when you're thinking about opening up your commitment and things like that. So it got pretty hardcore at one point to where I didn't really like being recruited anymore. But it was hard telling people no. Like, it was tough telling Missourian coaches to look at Illinois no. And I mean, I think that was the hardest to tell Illinois no, because I was really close to that staff. And then, of course, Notre Dame got on me at the end of my recruiting, so I had to let them down and things like that when they were about to fly out. But, everything is pretty much in your face, but once I committed, everything stopped.
We'll talk a little bit about, since you are now a Nebraska recruit, they get you on campus. Now they've actually got you as kind of an ambassador for the next group of recruits. Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, I know Nathan Shields pretty well. I don't know if that's what you guys are talking about. So I hung out with him a lot. And then Sean Botman from PA, Coach Eck was just telling me about him. So, I mean, meeting new people is fun. And I was just talking to Shields about everything. I never pressure anybody about it. I just talk and get their opinion. And mainly not even talk about football much. Just talk about how great of an atmosphere Nebraska had Saturday and just things like that. And we just talked about things in general.
Nebraska linebacker recruit Will Compton joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming in, getting ready to maybe even play a little football this fall. How soon do you think that you're going to be fit in? What are the coaches telling you? Because I know a lot of the media folks are saying you might be one of those freshmen that might actually have a chance to make an impact right away.
I mean, that's pretty much, the coach told me it's pretty much in my hands. I know their opinion about it. They want me in right away, like, as soon as game one hits. Pelini and Eckler mostly, but Pelini just tells me, I mean, it's pretty much in my hands. He's ready for me to be one of his guys and step in right away. But, I mean, everything will be in my hands. And they say the ceiling, I don't really, the sky's my limit and things like that. So my opinion, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to work my tail off and see where it gets me, but the coaches have pretty high expectations right away.
Well, obviously there's been rumors of a little bit of a shoulder stinger, a little bit of a shoulder injury. Any truth to that at all?
There's nothing really to worry about there. I mean, I have a slight tear in my labrum. It's nothing big or anything like that. I only have to go to therapy. Like, when I get to Nebraska, I'll have to do a therapy workout like 3 times a week just to maintain my shoulder strength and things like that. And then down when I'm at home, I don't have to go to the therapy center one more time because my progress has been pretty good. And, like, my flexibility and movements, everything's normal now, so it's pretty much just pain when it goes too far back. But my flexibility, everything's equal now. I pretty much have normal movement everywhere. And then in the weight room, nothing's really went down at all.
Will, how soon after you graduate will you guys report to Lincoln?
June 8th is when we report because summer school starts June 9th.
Oh, joy. Joyful, joyful. Get right into school. Well, Will, we sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you quite a bit over your Husker career. Best of luck, and we'll see you in Lincoln.
Thank you very much.
Will Compton, Nebraska linebacker recruit. It is spring break. If you're wondering, what in the hell? No, it's 11:30. What the? No, we don't just drag him out of class, folks. It is spring break. He was at the spring game Saturday. There were a lot of people at the spring game Saturday. Recruits, potential recruits, ex-Huskers. You know, Amon Green was there. Broderick Thomas was there. You know, Jason Peter was there. There was a ton of Brandon Jackson was there. A ton of people. Joey Robinson was there. I mean, it was amazing. Johnny Rogers, of course, he's always around though. But
Fabian Washington,
a lot of people on
Mon
hand.
Green.
And it just, you know, they want to show support, but still, the whole point, Daddy, and this will be the part I'm going to be hammering on. That's going to make you just punch me, and that's all there is. The whole point is it's got to be taken care of on the field, and there is nothing that they can do but work to try and improve this football team, and we just don't know how good they are. We don't know if it is in shambles as bad as it seemed, if there is a lot of talent there, if it's going to take a while. I mean, a lot of people obviously are going to say, well, it's going to take a while. Well, Bo Pelini's obviously going to have a pass this first year because everybody's in love with him, just like Bill Callahan, a pass his first year because everybody knew it would take time to change the system. How long? And even if Bo Pelini, let's say, has an unbelievable, he's National Coach of the Year, Huskers win the Big 12, they go 11-1, then what happens? Because automatically Husker fan is thinking, ooh, that's the way it's going to be every year.
Yeah, that certainly would elevate things probably much, much too fast. And, you know, when you got Missouri and Kansas coming off the seasons they had, Kansas or Missouri actually with two Heisman Trophy candidates, 10 starters returned from a defense that many people was much improved towards the end of the year. Yeah, Nebraska's going to be picked third or fourth in the North, people. That's just something you know, what's next as far as college football goes? Well, it's wait till the magazines hit the news racks. That's really what's next because, you know, they're gonna do their strength and conditioning the last 3 weeks of school. They're going to get about a week and a half, 2 weeks off. Then the summer conditioning starts. The magazines will hit the rack. The prognostications are going to come out. Nebraska will be ranked no higher than third in the North, certainly no higher than third, perhaps even fourth.
Let's take a look. Just a thought right now. We've read enough about spring practice, but unless something major happens, Missouri is going to be the favorite to win the North, I believe.
Yes.
Iowa State and Kansas State, I would think Iowa State's still going to be picked sixth. I mean, if they make an improvement all the way up to fourth, that'll be a great year for Gene Cheesestick, I mean, Chizik and the crew there. But Iowa State sixth. Kansas State fifth. Is that what are you thinking, fifth?
That's what I think the general feeling would be.
Are they going to be better than that? I mean, can you say right now Nebraska would be better than Kansas State?
Oh, I think undoubtedly. Nebraska would be favored.
Okay, so that leaves Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska. And off that great year, Kansas is not expected to have anything close to that this year. But you have to think Kansas maybe still in the two-hole. Colorado and Nebraska maybe splitting the votes between three and four. I think there's going to be people that are voting Colorado up in that two-hole. I think there's going to be a lot of people that say Missouri, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, K-State, Iowa State right now.
I would say right now Missouri and Kansas would have a firm lock on the number one and two spots in the conference. Kansas, yeah, they lost them the big tackle on offense, and they lost Aqib Talib early to the draft. They still return a horde of people offensively and defensively. Missouri, then Kansas, and then I think you're right. Colorado and Nebraska comes down to those two. That's going to be the preseason prognostications.
Well, we'll have to see how it all washes out. And, boy, we're about I don't know. Surely we're not going to get a magazine out in May, but maybe we will. Usually they're definitely all over the newsstands by June. So we'll see how that all breaks down with Nebraska. But as we said and we mentioned, this, Mark May, idiot, Nebraska hater, though. If you want to pick Nebraska hater, Mark May is one of them. And I seriously think a lot of that comes back to his disagreements with Trev Alberts, but that's whatever you want it to be. You know, he was on Notre Dame right away from the get-go last year that said if Charlie Weiss, what, won more than won six games. He should be National Coach of the Year. He predicted them to go 1-7 or 2-6, whatever, in their first eight games. He was right. He said Nebraska will not win more than six games. In fact, he might have said 5-7. He said Nebraska will not win more than six games.
And once you start dissecting the schedule.
Well, I looked at the schedule. We were talking about it Saturday. You're trying to figure out if Nebraska is only going to win six games.
And you're trying to understand his logic as well a little bit.
You're saying, I think, 2-2 in the non-conference, losing to Virginia Tech and then Western Michigan or San Jose State. I mean, I'm not saying that we're going to lose that game, so don't be firing emails at me about that. I'm just saying, if you're trying to find out how Nebraska is only going to win five or six games, 2-2, you lose to Missouri, you're 2-3. You lose to Texas Tech, you're 2-4. In fact, I actually thought 3-1, I guess, coming out of the conference. So 3-1, you get to 3-3. Missouri at home, even though it's at home, they're the number one team in the North. I'm just going on paper. Texas Tech down there, unbelievable offense. So you're 3-3. Then you have to figure you beat Iowa State and Baylor to get to 5-3. You lose to Oklahoma, you're 5-4. And then you've got Kansas, Kansas State, and Colorado. And they're saying only one win out of that, and you go 6-6.
I guess, or you
go 2-2 in the non-conference, and you have trouble with Kansas, Kansas State, Colorado. If you're looking at just five wins, but I think if you're looking at five wins, penciling in what I would think would be wins for Nebraska right now: New Mexico State, Iowa State, Baylor.
No way.
They're better than Ball State, for God's sakes. Way better.
Okay, optimistically.
Optimistically, yes. But realistically, and you're going with the team that stunk last year. I'm going for the Mark May. I'm not saying we're going 5-7.
Get
that through your skull. We are not talking about optimistic. That's not the point we're trying to talk about here.
Well, if you're going Mark May, I still think you're 3-0 facing Virginia Tech.
If you take that national, where they rank them 1 through 119, we would be better than Western Michigan, San Jose State, New Mexico State, Iowa State, Baylor, Kansas State, 6. I think everybody else will be above us. Colorado, I don't know. Colorado, we will probably be favored if we have any kind of a season because it's at home.
Now, you must remember, And now I'm switching it a little bit to say optimistically, you're 3-0, Virginia Tech, okay, they come in and say they beat you. Missouri has not won in Lincoln in 30 years. You got a shot against them, and you got a shot against Virginia Tech, who I think is a marquee. That would be a marquee win the first year. But, you're 3-0, you lose Virginia Tech. I think you got a shot to beat Missouri at home. You lose at Texas Tech, you win Iowa State, you win Baylor. You lose at Oklahoma, and then you get the last three to decide on. That's optimistic. And once you get maybe in there, you pick up a little bit ahead of steam, and you can knock off some people.
How rough is it going to be with, and Nebraska is partly to blame for this, by getting Virginia Tech moved around, which you get the bye week before, but then you play Virginia Tech and Missouri, your two most important games of the year, I guess, back-to-back weeks, albeit at home. They are back-to-back weeks. You know what that means next year?
On the road.
But they haven't switched it yet.
But
Virginia Tech would still be earlier, but if they switch, you never know.
But you got to remember, we've only got four away games. And throw out last year and the pathetic was.
Well, I think you've got to chalk up a sure loss at Oklahoma. Right now. There's nobody in the country who's going to predict Nebraska to beat Oklahoma right now. Outside of Bo Pelini.
I mean, I don't think you can predict a win over Texas Tech either. They got that bell ringer guy. He goes crazy.
You know, psycho and Bo. Let's see, what was Bo Davis' spring game numbers here, speaking of Texas Tech? 1 of 5, and it was a 48-yarder. 48-yarder. Winging it down over the middle, almost touchdown.
I think it was that.
From behind.
I think it was a swing pass. They took it down the left sideline.
Whatever works. With the wind, you just haven't been able to play outside as much as you've wanted, so you've been playing the simulator at Prairie Hills. They've just updated the software for the simulator. four new courses and new updates for the courses they currently have, and that's on the 2007 Simulator of the Year, so they're making it even better. They have three ranges, now have three dozen different courses, including Pebble Beach, Myrtle Beach, Spyglass. You can practice any shot on any hole, just like hitting on the range, and today is Half Price Monday. Half Price Monday, only half the normal price to play the simulator, 9 or 18 holes, and we are ready for league as well. Don't forget, they still have a few spots open on their Tuesday night men's league at Prairie Hills. Wednesday night, full up, and there's still a little room on the women's league. So check it out today, Prairie Hills. You can go to prairiehillsgolf.com for more information, prairiehillsgolf.com. Prairie Hills, check them out, new and better than ever, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. We will take a break. Back with more after this.
Your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Need training to get a good job? Need to finish your education? You can do both at Pine Ridge Job Corps Center. Job Corps can help you earn a paycheck while training for a successful career in business, carpentry, health occupations, or technical fields. At the same time, you can earn a high school diploma or prepare for the GED exam. We have immediate openings for income-eligible students ages 16 through 24 at Job Corps. Admission is free for those who qualify. Call 1-800-733-JOBS. Spend your days working on your dreams and your nights planning your future.
Axe stinky poetry.
Sniff, sniff goes my big nose. I smell the banana exit of a monkey. Sniff, sniff, das ist not a rose. It's meine odor und it's funky. Spray, spray goes a little can, turning me into an uber fresh man. Yeah.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe Deodorizing Body Spray.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Networks firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Networks firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature staying in the low 60s. North winds will remain gusty at 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy, lows near 34, with the north wind diminishing to 5 to 15. On the way to 70 on Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Now we're back, Doug and Daddy Show. Monday, coming off a great, beautiful weekend. Saturday spring game. The weather could not have been any better. A lot of fans. Third biggest crowd in Nebraska baseball history. 8,697 people took part of that Saturday baseball game versus the Kansas Jayhawks. So good to get out there. And just a great, great day. The wind finally stopped blowing for once, and then Sunday, it came right back up.
Yeah. Folks are already tired of it, so hopefully we can simmer it down just a little bit now. Hey, Wendy's has the brand new Go Wrap Snack Wrap. Home style chicken Go Wrap, grilled chicken Go Wrap, spicy chicken Go Wrap. I think they're pretty much self-explanatory, but let's take a look at the grilled chicken Go Wrap. The ultimate chicken grilled filet dressed up with crisp lettuce, cheddar cheese, and a honey mustard sauce, all wrapped in a flour tortilla. Think of it as a rapetizer.
Oh, I like how they did that.
And we've got a little lunch for you. You get a Go Wrap. You get the drink and fries right now from Wendy's. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Which Nebraska quarterback rushed for the most yards in Saturday's spring game? Which Nebraska quarterback had the most overall rushing yards? And I'm going net here. Most net rushing yards in the Nebraska spring game. Which Nebraska quarterback had the most net rushing yards in the spring game? 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll set you up with a lunch from Wendy's.
Another thing, Douglas, I think before we get out of here, mention about the spring game. Dan Titchener, the Nebraska punter, has done amazingly, amazingly well. Kicked the ball 8 times, an average of 45 yards. Now, one thing that we bring up, maybe a little bit disappointing, was the punt return teams. And when Marcus Mendoza tried to catch the one with his face mask, maybe that was...
Well, he dropped the one before
that. Dropped the one before that. Perhaps some people have said he had trouble fighting the sun. Nonetheless, there was no defense. Things were not live on the special teams down the field. So that becomes a concern, I think, that needs to get shored up relatively quickly. But Dan Titchener, great work on Saturday.
He punted 8 times, averaged 45 yards a punt. So 4 times for the red, 4 times for the white. Evidently, he favored the red a little more because he had 4 punts for 46.2, and for the white, 4 punts for 44. Although there was a pin inside the 10.
He was cheating, I think.
Something like that. We do have a winner.
Yeah, Bill from Kearney.
Bill from Kearney knew that it was Zach Lee, net 15 yards rushing. And again, since the quarterbacks, all they have to do is get touched before they blew the play, Dan. That's what was going on. It's time now for your NBA NHL playoff update. In the NBA, yesterday, Orlando over Toronto, Los Angeles Lakers beat Denver, Celtics thump Atlanta, but the Philadelphia 76ers, used to be my favorite team, Dr. J, Moses Malone, I just don't get into following. I even like Iverson, Georgetown boy, played for the Sixers. Chuck Barkley played there, you know, for a while.
I even watched the second half of that
Bobby
game.
Bobby Jones, Mo Cheeks. Yeah, baby. The Sixers overcome a 15-point deficit to beat the Pistons, 90-86, in the only real upset of the weekend. New Orleans handles Dallas out of the gate on Saturday, Daddy.
Yeah, they handled them, and you bring up Maurice Cheeks. Did you know he's a coach of the 76ers, Doug?
Well, yes.
He is a coach of the 76ers. Chauncey Billups yesterday missing 3 out of 4 free throws, a 90%, 88% free throw shooter for the year. 3 out of 4 free throws down the stretch missed by him.
Today the Wizards are at Cleveland, the Jazz at Houston. In the NHL, 2 series come to an end yesterday. The Detroit Red Wings shut out Nashville 3-0 to win the series 4-2, and the defending champion Anaheim Ducks, 90-90. They get beat by Dallas 4-1. Stars win the series 4-2. And Calgary beats San Jose 2-0. That series is tied at 3 apiece. Do you know that the Stanley Cup champion the last 5 years, Derek, has lost in the first round the following year?
I did not know that.
You call yourself a hockey fan. Today's games, Washington at Philadelphia. The Flyers win. They move on. They're up 3-2. And it's Game 7 in Montreal. The Boston Bruins trying to knock off the top seed Canadiens, even at 3. Daddy! Can they do it?
Yes. I don't know. Didn't know those two cities still had teams. Actually, I didn't know they had teams. But.
We can do that with that'll be like one of our future contests. NHL or Major Soccer? NHL or MLS? You know, we'll just go nicknames. We don't even go cities. We'll just go nicknames. Fire. Canadiens.
Jets.
I'm done. That's all I've got.
Winnipeg
Jets, yeah. I was done with soccer comebacks there. I don't know. The Rhine. Oh, no, that's a European football team. Hey, we won. Steve Sippel, we'll be out to him, that little weasel. Couldn't get him on today. We did catch up with Nebraska linebacker recruit Will Compton. Tomorrow on the show, talk a little UNK football. Kurt McKeever joins us baseball, and I think we might also have Sip on tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll effort all that up and more. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.